Speaker and government now have 30 days to work out a new plan. The Justice Department's demanding changes in the Memphis Police Department, alleging the use of excessive force and overly targeting black people. Mayor Paul Young says some key moves have been made since the beating death of Tyre Nichols last year.
Policing in Memphis must always be ever evolving, constantly improving, and I'm confident that our team is ready to further the work of creating ongoing change.
The father of the victim in the fatal New York City subway chokehold trial has sued the defendant as the jury continues to deliberate that case. Rebel forces capturing a second key city as they continue to advance across northern Syria just days after taking Aleppo. CBS's Cammie McCormick.
The capture of Hama is another setback for Syrian President Bashar al-Assad and gives the rebels control of a strategic central city. The fighting is only increasing tensions in the region, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
Tens of thousands of civilians are at risk in a region already on fire.
This is CBS News.
Power up the holiday and give a gift from the top of their wish list. Visit your local Steel dealer today or shop online at steelusa.com. That's STIHLUSA.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Strong winds and light snow caused brief whiteout conditions yesterday with minimal accumulation. Temperatures will rise through the week, reaching near 50 on Sunday. City of Racine voters will consider a $1.5 million tax levy increase for the fire department April 1st. For homeowners with a $175,000 property, that would mean about a $54 annual cost increase. A Snapchat post led to the arrest of a 16-year-old student for having a gun at a Kenosha high school. The weapon inside Indian Trail was initially missed during a search. Police say it was hidden in a, quote, sensitive area. The Canadian Pacific Holiday Train returns to southeastern Wisconsin this weekend with stops in Sturtevant and Caledonia. The event, now in its 26th year, encourages donations for food pantries. Tex Reynolds Toys for Tots is hosting fundraisers at local establishments to support Racine kids in need this holiday season. The program collects and distributes toys. Those in need can register at the City Hall Annex through December 10th. And the Packers play tonight on WRJN. Pregame gets going at 5. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks lose to the Hawks. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost at home to the Atlanta Hawks, 119-104. Milwaukee now 11-10. They face the Celtics tomorrow night in Boston. College basketball, Marquette losing to Iowa State, 81-70. The Golden Eagles host the Badgers on Saturday. NFL, Packers and the Lions tonight on Thursday Night Football. Tied in Tucker Kraft on the Packers' good mood after winning 3 in a row.
The locker room is almost always like this because even when we are down, you know, we're not emotionally down.
College football. Wisconsin signed 24 new recruits, but has over a dozen, including wide receiver Trek Kakahuna, entering the transfer portal. Luke Fickle on getting new players to commit despite a losing season.
Let's be honest, it's pretty easy for people out there to say, well, why would you want to do that? They're going to go right back to doing what they did before. But if people believe and trust in you, then they'll have some blind faith.
That's the Badgers' Luke Fickle with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Beautiful today, with the sunshine making a return alongside breezy winds still, gusting to around 30 miles per hour and high temperatures flirting with 30. Highs today will really feel more like teens. The cold weather has a grip on us tomorrow still, with a warm-up moving in this weekend. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 26 degrees at our studios. WRJN.
Yes, it is. Vintage Stones on WRJN. This next band started out as a foursome, but by the time they recorded Traveling Band, CCR was a trio. Somebody quit.
737 coming out of the sky. Oh, won't you take me down to Memphis on a midnight ride? I won't move. Hey, you need a traveling pain. Yeah. Well, I'm flying across the land. Trying to get a hand. Hey, you need a traveling band. Take me to the hotel. Bag is going nowhere. Come on, come on. Won't you get me to my room? I won't move. Hey, you need a traveling band. Yeah. Well, I'm flying.
Park to West Racine. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Give me
local news, timeless hits on WRJN. WRJN, part of a family of radio stations, one of which is WAUK 540. And you can hear the entire civic media lineup of great hosts discussing important state, local issues, national issues. It's available on your radio, 540 WAUK.
After raising the kids, having weddings, and getting them settled, my wife and I prepared to spend our very first Christmas alone. They were all at the in-laws this year, so we watched old videos of them growing up. Went to bed early, and Christmas morning, my wife said, "Let's never do that again."
We're on our own again this year, but we're actually looking forward to it because we rented a private vacation home in Alexandria, Minnesota. Lakes, shopping, restaurants, and new memories.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
The third day of the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas. Lee's Deli. Try signature subs like the Godfather, the Gobbler, and the Hen House. Or today's special, the 6-inch or 9-inch Meatball Bomber. It's a meal fit for a king with premium fresh ingredients that will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. See why they've been named the best of Racine. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase a $20 gift certificate for just $10. Today only with the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas.
Ho-ho, the holidays are here, and it's time to pick a present from the grown-up gift list with Civic Media's statewide text-to-win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of the grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on the grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win starting Monday morning. Ho-ho-ho!
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, face the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Pivots,
fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
There's a lot going on here at WRJN, and we want to keep you up to date so you don't miss a thing. From music stories, from news, from contests, to all the events going on around Racine, we'll keep you up to date not only on the air, but with our new WRJN newsletter. Simply go to WRJN.com. You'll find a place to enter your email address, and then we'll start sending you a weekly email to keep you up to date on all things WRJN.
WRJN.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, my love, goodbye. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye.
One brother act making way for another brotherly act. From the Everlys to the Jackson 5, WRJN.
Santa Claus is coming.
Empty cup is as sweet as the punch.
WRJN and the Association's first hit, Along Comes Mary. When that came out, there was a lot of debate. Was Mary the mother of Jesus? Was it a reference to her? Or was it about marijuana? Which was probably more likely. So I had a chance to ask a band member about it back in the 80s. I'll play you his answer sometime because it's a lot of fun to hear. But that's another story for another time. The stories you're going to hear right now in the form of updates from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom with Stuart J. Waddles.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It was a picture on Snapchat that led Kenosha police to arrest a high school student for having a gun on campus. A 16-year-old student at Indian Trail High School has been charged after a gun was found on campus following a Snapchat post showing the weapon. Police were alerted at around 10:30 Monday morning and initially failed to find the firearm during a search. Officials say it was hidden in a, quote, sensitive area. It was later found concealed on the student during a jail search. The teen faces charges of making terrorist threats, possession of a firearm on school property, and carrying a concealed weapon. Police say they're reviewing safety protocols. The school does not have metal detectors. Tex Reynolds Toys for Tots is gearing up for its annual holiday campaign. There are upcoming fundraisers at local establishments to support Racine County children in need. George's Encore, Joey's Yardarm, and Bucket's Pub will donate a portion of their upcoming sales to help provide Christmas gifts for Racine County families. The dates of those events are at WRJN.com. The program is continuing its decades-long tradition of collecting, refurbishing, and distributing toys to kids. Registration is available for those in need at the City Hall Annex through December 10th. A new Kenosha County cop shop opens tomorrow. The Pleasant Prairie Police Department is moving its full operation to their new state-of-the-art facility. It's on 39th Avenue, a few miles from the current station on Green Bay Road. A statement says the move will enhance the department's ability to serve the community. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Beautiful today, with the sunshine making a return alongside breezy winds still. Gusting to around 30 miles per hour and high temperatures flirting with 30. Highs today will really feel more like teens. The cold weather has a grip on us tomorrow still, with a warm-up moving in this weekend. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
Just an old-fashioned love song playing on the radio. And wrapped around the music is the sound of someone promising they'll never go. You swear you've heard it before as it slowly rambles on. Our love affair with tenderness and feelings that we've come to know. You swear you've heard it before, so it slowly rambles on and on. No need in bringing them back, cause they're never really gone.
Just an old-fashioned love song, coming down in three-part harmony. Just an old love song, what I'm sure they wrote for you and me.
local news, timeless hits, and good time music from the Love and Spoonful. You didn't have to be so nice. Nice that you were. WRJN. Mind.
what you can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, do a turn or a turn of 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by. When I bad people, when I dirty, when I mean, we love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. We're always happy, the life we're living, yeah, that's our philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee.
Local news, timeless hits, and local sports, too. Franklin versus Case tomorrow night. Pre-game 6:30, tip-off at 7 here on WRJN.
Hey, where did we go? Days when the rains came. Down in the hollow, playing a new game. Laughing. Skipping and a jumping in the misty morning fog with our hearts a thumping and you, a brown eyed girl. Radio, standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding behind a rainbow's wall, slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, a brown-eyed girl. We used to sing sha la 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 la, just like that. Sha la 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 la. You have grown. Cast my memory back there, Lord. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you, my brown-eyed girl. You, my brown-eyed girl. We used to sing sha la 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 la.
Local news, timeless hits on WRJN. I'm Dan Marcus. Kurt steps in here at the top of the hour, and he's got more tunes to take you all the way up to the pregame time for tonight's big Packer game here on WRJN.
Don't miss your chance to meet a Green Bay legend. Saturday, December 21st from 10 to 11:30 a.m. at Studebaker. Celebrate one of the greatest offensive linemen in pro football history with an autographed signing by Hall of Famer Jerry Kramer. Purchase a Blu-ray copy of You Can If You Will, the Jerry Kramer Story, to make the day even more memorable. So fuel up, grab a bite, and meet a legend at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, located at 31 and Spring in Racine, where fast and fantastic meet Hall of Fame greatness.
For over 93 years, family-owned and operated Martin's Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Union Grove, Wisconsin, has been serving the area with great selection, price, and service. Plus, they're one of the top commercial dealers in the area. So if you're looking for a new vehicle for the family or a new work truck, look no further than Martin Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Union Grove. Stop by and see one of their helpful salesmen or shop them online at martinsgarage.net.
At Spanky's Sports Bar and Grill, every day feels like game day. Southeastern Wisconsin's go-to for sports, food, and live music has a fantastic addition. Spanky's heated outdoor end zone tent, the ultimate fan cave to enjoy every big sports matchup. It's a truly one-of-a-kind, action-packed experience with TVs, food, and drinks all around. Plus, download Spanky's mobile app for exclusive food specials, rewards, and live music updates. Catch all the thrills at Spanky's Sports Bar and Grill, Highway 36 and 6th Street in Waterford.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. My savings tip for today is about meal planning. I know you've heard of it, but let's talk about it. Meal planning will save you money, it reduces impulse purchases, it helps you not waste food, and it may be the very best thing you can do to cut back on your weekly spending. It also helps cut back the number of arguments we have in my house about what's for dinner. A writer of a recent Reader's Digest article said that she saved herself $500 a month on meal planning. I mean, we all eat differently, but those are some real savings. I know, meal planning can be a pain. So I reward myself with a treat while I plan. A beer, some ice cream, maybe a recipe magazine. And in my house, the planner does not have to be the shopper. That's real motivation. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Boys out of California, and to guess who, out of Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. I have always liked the bass line in this song, played by Jim Cale. Plays it like it's a lead guitar part. Jim Cale, one of the really nice guys of rock and roll. The guess who on WRJN.
These eyes cry every night. Arms long to hold you again. The hurting's on me, yeah. I will never be free, no, my baby, no, no. You gave a promise to me, yeah. You broke it, you broke it. Heart.
local news, and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Yeah.
local news, timeless hits. That's it for me, Dan Marcus. Kurt's next. Go Pack. Beat them pesky Lions.
In this dirty old part of the city, where the sun refused to shine, people tell me there ain't no use in trying. Now, my girl, you're so young and pretty, and one thing I know is true, you'll be dead before your time is due, I know.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. New clues are emerging in the search for a man police say shot and killed the CEO of United Healthcare in New York yesterday. CBS's Jared Hill says stills from surveillance videos have been released that show the suspect's face.
Experts think it's just a matter of time before police get their man.
The NYPD is arguably one of the best police departments when it comes to using technology. They have an 87% clearance rate in Manhattan South, which is the best in the city.
The police commissioner says they won't rest until the job is done.
A jury in New York is now deliberating for a third day in the case of Marine veteran Daniel Penny. He's charged with manslaughter and the death last year of Jordan Neely in a chokehold on a subway car. Neely's family has now filed a civil suit, says CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
It's a prosecutor having to prove the elements of manslaughter beyond a reasonable doubt. When it comes to the civil case, there's a much lower standard, and you're proving the elements of something different: assault, battery, and I believe it's negligent touching.
A federal judge has rejected a deal that would have allowed Boeing to plead guilty to a felony conspiracy charge. The company would also pay a fine for misleading federal regulators about its 737 MAX jetliner before two of the planes crashed, killing 346 people. The man President-elect Trump wants as his defense secretary isn't giving up in his efforts to get the support he needs from skeptical senators. On Capitol Hill today, Pete Hegseth says he's got Trump's support.
He's behind us all the way. Spoke to him this morning.
But CBS's Jake Rosen says Hegseth is on thin ice.
A senior transition official told CBS News that, quote, time is running out for Hegseth to prove himself in these meetings on Capitol Hill. Yes, he has earned the support of senators who have really said, let's get this to a hearing and let's hear what he has to say. But really what the Trump transition is up against now as to whether the votes are there or they've already kind of surpassed this mark, like they hit with Matt Gaetz, where it is just too late and enough senators have come out against him.
The team Trump has created to shrink the size of the federal government is revealing its plans. Here's CBS's Erica Brown.
Trump dispatched Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy, the heads of his Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE, to Capitol Hill today to talk with lawmakers about slashing the size of the government.
We're just talking about the art of the possible, kind of the meets and bounds of things that we can do quickly, things that will take a longer time.
Florida Congressman Jared Moskowitz became the first Democrat to join the DOGE caucus.
NASA says the next mission to send astronauts around the moon and back has been delayed until April 2026. The mission to land astronauts on